Hi, welcome back to the second episode of Trip Wizard Talks. This is your host Poonam. Today, we are talking about something really special. Offbeat places in Sikkim that most people miss. You know, Sikkim is honestly one of those places where even the popular spots feel beautiful on their own. But still, most trips end up looking the same. People go to Gangtok, maybe North Sikkim, take some pictures and come back. Done. But if you slow down a little, look beyond that, there's a completely different side to Sikkim. Smaller places, fewer people, more silence. Places where you don't feel like a tourist all the time. It feels more real, less planned, more lived in. And this is not a top 10 list kind of episode. It is more like a conversation about the places that actually stay with you long after the trip ends. Let's start with East Sikkim. Most people just pass through this side without thinking much. But this, honestly, it has some hidden gems. Zuluk is probably the most unique one. The road itself has around 32 sharp hairpin bends. From above, it almost looks unreal. Like how it is even a road. If the weather is clear in the early morning, you can even catch views of the Kanchenjunga range. But more than the views, it's the feeling. It's extremely quiet, like proper silence. At night, you sometimes don't hear anything at all. It feels peaceful, but also a little strange for the first timers. Then, there is Rolep. Very simple place. Not developed, not crowded, not even fully touristy. But that's exactly why it works. If you just want to sit, relax, hear the birds and do nothing, this is perfect. There's not much to do, and that's the whole point. Another interesting stop is Pakyong and the nearby villages like Yaktin. This side is slowly getting known because of the airport, but still feels untouched. You see normal village life, greenery, houses, nothing staged for the tourist. Then there is Kupup Lake. It's often part of the Silk Route trips. The shape of the lake is unusual and the weather changes very quickly. One moment it's clear, next moment everything is covered in fog. It gives a very different kind of mood. Now, moving to West Sikkim. This side feels calmer, less rush, less noise, more slow travel energy. Yuksom has history. It was the first capital of Sikkim. But today, it does not feel heavy or touristy. It's a quiet town. Even walking around feels peaceful. Everything moves slowly here, but in a good way. Then there is Barse Rhododendron Sanctuary. During the flower season, it turns into a burst of colors. But even outside that, the forest trails are beautiful. Just the trees, fresh air and silence. He Bermoik and the nearby areas like Chayatal are also very underrated. Wide mountain views, open skies and almost no crowd. You can actually sit there without feeling rushed. Places like Kaluk and Rinchingpong feel more like real villages than tourist spots. You see daily life happening normally, farms, houses, people, all working. It does not feel like a destination, it just feels real. And then there is Khechiperi Lake. It's a sacred lake, very quiet place. People say birds keep the lake clean by removing the leaves. Not sure how true that is, but when you are there, it does feel peaceful, but in a different way. Almost like people automatically start speaking slowly. South Sikkim is usually skipped, but it shouldn't be. Burong is known for hot springs. People say it has healing properties. Maybe it does, maybe it does not. But sitting in warm water in the cold weather feels amazing anyway. The whole place is calm and uncrowded. Then there is Sumbuk and the Taribir nearby. Taribir is a long ridge with a deep drop. Standing there is a mix of emotions. A little scary, a little exciting and very unforgettable. Ravangla is bit more known but still peaceful. Buddha Park here is wide open and calm. You can sit there and do nothing for a while. And Namchi is more developed but still worth a visit, especially for cultural spots like Chardham. Now, North Sikkim, this is not easy travel. Roads are rough, permits are needed, weather changes quickly. But what you get here is completely different. Zongu Valley is very special. It's reserved for the Lepcha community, so it still feels very traditional. Waterfalls, greenery, simple homes, nothing commercial. Then there is Lachung and the nearby Yumthang Valley. Yumthang is called the Valley of Flowers in spring. It actually becomes colorful and alive. You also see yaks gazing around, which is always a very nice sight. And finally, Gurudumbar Lake. This place feels different. Very high altitude, thin air, and even walking feels a bit heavy. But when you reach there, there's deep silence. Not many places give you that kind of feeling. So overall, Sikkim is not just about the famous spots. The offbeat side is slower, quieter, and sometimes even a bit uncomfortable. But that's exactly what makes it real. You won't always get perfect roads or perfect stays, but you will get moments that feels different. And those are the ones you remember later. So if you are planning a trip, maybe don't just follow the usual list. Try adding one or two of these places. It can completely change your experience. All right, that's it for today's episode of Trip Wizard Talks. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.